Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, in New South Wales, here in Australia, begins our program this time. The IPS reports that solar activity is now classified as very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 95.95, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 41.41. And those figures are extremely low, and they haven't been as low as that for several months. So we're moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and it might appear that the plateau could have been reached if those figures are being, sustainable. So there's no, the information from the IPS advises that there's no immediate change predicted for those, that level of solar activity. So it just means that higher frequency propagation over long distances, particularly on frequencies above about 14 megahertz, on darkness or semi-darkness paths, will be unreliable. However, frequencies above about 40 megahertz on daylight paths will be more satisfactory. So the present sunspot cycle is number 24. It appears as though it may have peaked, and it's possible that it is now starting on the decline to the beginning of sunspot cycle number 25. Now, we have some shortwave station news. First of all, Transworld Radio Guam, KTWR, has started emergency shortwave transmissions to Nepal. These are on the air 1346 to 1349, that's only a 3 minute service, on 15280, beamed 290 degrees to Southern Asia. The station is broadcasting in that time period in Nepali and English. Now, the broadcasts of the BBC have also been extended with extra transmissions to Nepal following the earthquake disaster there. Between 0130 and 0145 in Nepali, on 11995 from Nakhon in Thailand, and 15510 also from Nakhon in Thailand, and 1500 to 1600 on 5895 from Nakhon, and on 9650 from Kranji in Singapore. And the English world service from the BBC to India has been extended. It's now 2300 to midnight, using 9540 from Kranji, Singapore. It's English world service to Southern Asia. Those transmissions intended to support the disaster relief activities which are now happening in Nepal following the terrible earthquake. Now, the frequency change for Radio Liberty. New frequency is 9645, 1500 to 1800 from Lampathon in Germany in Belarusian. And that replaces 6105. The parallel frequency is 5930 from Bibulus in Germany. Albania, some observation made by our listening friends in Europe, in Sofia, from the Bulgarian DX blog. 7465 has been heard 1700 to 1730 in Italian on Mondays to Saturdays. And French on Mondays to Saturdays, 1930 to 2000, also 7465. Now, some information about Radio Australia. The times for the broadcasts in Tok Pisin and French have now been adjusted. They're 1 hour later since Eastern Australia, or since Australia, went back to standard time on April 5. The programs in French are 0900 to 0905, Mondays to Fridays, on 9580, 12065 and 12085, all of course from Shepparton. And the programs in Tok Pisin, 0730 to 0800 using 15240, excuse me, and also on, let me see now, 17840 and 15415. Now they're Mondays to Fridays. On Saturdays and Sundays, all of those frequencies carry the Radio Australia English Language Service. Now there is another service in Tok Pisin, 1000 to 1030 on 9580. That's Mondays to Fridays, and also on 12065 and 12085, Mondays to Fridays. And on other days, Saturdays and Sundays, the English service is carried. Now, some more notes for monitoring here in Melbourne. Again, in the morning, 1950 to 2000. 11985, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English. Very strong signals. English news and commentaries. On the next frequency, 11975, Radio Romania International in Romanian, signing off at 1958. And a little bit further down, 11965, NHK, Radio Japan in Tokyo from the Yamata transmitting station in Japanese. And 11995, Radio France International from the Usedom station in France. An interesting reception on 15345. This is from the Argentine foreign radio from Buenos Aires. The station is not often heard here in Melbourne, and it's been giving quite good reception recently between 2000 and 2100. And the programs at that time are in Spanish and French. They're also in the same band, 19 metres, 15490, the Spanish foreign radio, Radio Exterior de España, broadcasting in Spanish. It's quite strong signals most days here in Victoria, from signing on at 1800 through until about 2000. And 12060, a recently introduced frequency for Radio Algeria using the Isidon transmitting station, heard between 2000 and 2015 in Arabic. And another frequency for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 11885 in English between 2000 and 2020. So good signals on those bands. Not much activity above about 15 megahertz though in the period 1800 through until 2100. And those conditions will probably remain rather stable in the immediate future as we move down into the next sunspot cycle. Now, some further information concerning shortwave broadcasting from Australia. The station known as Reach Beyond Australia, formerly HCJB from the transmitting site in Western Australia at Kununurra. It's now using a new frequency of 15200. This is a change from the planned new frequency of 11990, and it's on the air between 1100 and 1145 in various languages, including Tibetan, Vietnamese, Chinese, Burmese, and Chinese dialects. Now, not all of those languages are heard in that period, in that time period, every day. The languages vary from day to day. So that's Reach Beyond Australia, a new 15200, instead of the planned 11990, in use 1100 to 1145. The Radio Pakistan in English station has been heard in Europe with weak signals in English on 15320 until 1100, and then Urdu from 1100 to 1106, again 15320, and English news from 1106 to 1110. So that's the new frequency or new service from Radio Pakistan in English. Completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.